USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Dozens of regional bank stocks are falling today. Correspondent Kayla Talshi says investors are trying to guess who will be next to fail after the collapse of First Republic Bank last week.
There's a real focus on banks that are under pressure that maybe haven't managed their interest rate risk well enough. And so this is the market just placing bets on the next shoe to drop.
Regional banks PacWest, headquartered in Los Angeles, and Western Alliance, headquartered in Phoenix, took the biggest hit, and trading for both was halted. As the Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting today, the market is tumbling. The Dow's been down more than 500 points most of the day. It's widely expected the Fed will raise interest rates again. House and Senate leaders will be heading to the White House next week for a sit-down with President Biden to discuss the debt limit. The U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling is not raised.
It is Congress's constitutional obligation to act, not hold the full faith and credit of the United States hostage unless we allow them to make cuts to programs hardworking Americans rely upon.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden wants a clean bill to raise the debt limit and will not negotiate with House Republicans. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the debt limit will not be raised without spending cuts. More troops are being sent to the southern U.S. border ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week. The Biden administration is sending 1,500 active duty troops in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants. The troops will work in administrative roles and not law enforcement in order to allow Customs and Border Patrol officials to work out in the field without being saddled with desk work. Title 42 was a COVID-era restriction on immigration. And the number of job openings in the U.S. has hit a two-year low. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says there were 9.6 million job openings in March. This is USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pink slips are coming at Morgan Stanley. The company plans to cut about 3,000 jobs by the end of June. Most of those layoffs will be in the banking and trading departments. A slump in IPOs and mergers is leading to belt tightening at Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and Citigroup. The Hunter Biden paternity case in Arkansas is helping Congress with their investigation on alleged influence peddling by the Biden family.
President Biden's son Hunter Biden will need to sit down for a sworn deposition and answer additional written questions about his investments, art sales, and other financial transactions as part of a paternity-related case in Arkansas. Representative James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, says this information will help the House investigation looking into Hunter's alleged influence peddling.
We want to know if Hunter Biden has any offshore accounts because we're learning more every day about the complex scheme that the Biden family had to try to disguise the source of their revenue.
I'm Lance Pry.
Loneliness. It's a public health crisis, according to U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy.
Loneliness has serious effects on our mental health and our physical health, raising our risk for depression, anxiety, and suicide, but also increasing our risk of heart disease, stroke, dementia, and premature death.
Murthy found that about half of adults are experiencing loneliness every day, and that was true even before the pandemic. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.